from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
You might think about taking Jesus Christ as your savior instead of fooling around with all this stuff.
Ah, Jesus.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
I like him very much. He no help.
You trying to say Jesus Christ can't hit a curveball?
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
What the hell's going on out here?
Well, Nick's scared because his eyelids are jammed in his old man's hair. We need a live rooster? We need a live rooster to take the curse off Jose's glove, and nobody seems to know what to get Millie or Jimmy for their wedding present.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
That's all we got? One damn hit?
You can't say damn on the air.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
The Fan.
The summer wind came blowing.
Happy Thursday, everybody. No summer dirt, no Sprague, no swag. A Schulte and Will edition of Dirt and Sprague here on 1080 The Fan, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, YouTube as well, Twitch, everywhere. You pretty much can find us almost everywhere, but definitely on YouTube and Twitch and on the Odyssey app, 99.5 HD2 and 1080 The Fan. Very, very fun Thursday so far. Will, we've been talking baseball, kind of transitioning into football. I do appreciate the feedback coming in on the Vancouver Ford text line after we lamented at the Deion Sanders coverage on ESPN. Next segment, Flat Earth Talk, or maybe some stolen election discussion. Yeah, exactly. It's just the worst kind of clickbaity stuff. And then another one. Thank you, Schulte. It's ESPN, and they do stupid questions. Are you surprised? Helping them out by commenting on it. You're right. I need to be better. I need to not react. But it's just so sad that that is even framed as a serious discussion.
It works. It works. Like, we had the conversation. Well. We all know it. And guess what? It'll be, I mean, that one might not be trending on X anytime soon, but it clearly works because whenever certain shows need topics, MJ versus LeBron comes up every time.
I mean, yeah, home run hitters. I guess even admittedly for us, like the Aaron Judge segment was kind of like that, like looking at the home run leaders all time and that kind of thing. But I mean, when a guy hits a milestone like that and he's hitting home runs out of his booty, I think you talk about it. I don't think that's just kind of a, well, I don't have anything else to talk about, let's just bring that up. It really is in the news. And somebody on the text line asking, well, why do you care about that? Because such a big milestone. I mean, how many guys actually get to 300 home runs in Major League Baseball? Not a lot. And he's going to be climbing the ranks, basically. I think he's only 11th or 12th behind active players as far as home runs go. So definitely worth it to look at that. But even more worth it, Will, let's shift gears this hour and get into some NFL talk. Even more worth it to look at for the Minnesota Vikings is their quarterback position, because, I mean, they're not going to anymore. They have plans to start Sam Darnold under center. That was the idea even to start the season after they drafted this kid, J.J. McCarthy, out of Michigan, 10th pick overall in the NFL draft, out for the season. after suffering a torn meniscus. First, we had heard earlier this week there was no timetable for that return, but a torn meniscus ain't good. Even if it's partially torn, you're looking at quite a bit of recovery. And yeah, J.J. McCarthy, the Vikings got the bad news yesterday, I think right after Dirt and Sprague finished up, actually, that he will be out for the rest of the year. And yes, that does leave the veteran who I think Sam Darnold, he's getting paid like
$10 million.
So that veteran kind of plug and play deal, like we're going to put you here as maybe a backup, maybe a starter kind of an amount. I think Jared Stidham's getting half that in Denver at $5 million. And we'll talk about him coming up at 7:30 and the competition with Bo Nix under Sean Payton with the Broncos. But J.J. McCarthy really leaves a big hole in the Vikings offense, in my opinion. So first, I want to try to examine what this does as far as affecting the Vikings, and then we'll try to look at it a little bit broader, looking at the NFC and the effect on maybe the NFC North. Very stacked division up there, very talented, and of course the Lions in the NFC Championship game last year. I don't know, it might be a little bit easier for them to get back now, but first, this sucks so much for Minnesota, Will, because you obviously want to get your young quarterback in as soon as possible, get the full year. If you're going to start him or not, that's not really the point. But essentially, the plan under Kevin O'Connell was to develop him this season and really kind of come back next year, say, hey, we've had the rookie year, you know, with time to play a little bit, develop a little bit. But we've gotten him into our system. He's gotten acclimated with top wide receiver Justin Jefferson. He knows how to be a Viking. He knows what we want to do here and what we want to accomplish on the offensive side of the ball. And now you don't get that. And I do feel like that camaraderie, you know, that you see, that team building that you see, I'm sure they experienced it in like what, you know, the two quarters that he played in the preseason before he got injured. But losing that for a season, Will, is really tough. It's simple stuff, but to basically now leave the vibe of the room solely on Sam Darnold when it comes to getting in the huddle, when it comes to leading the offense, because, I mean, I'm not a fly on that wall, but I guarantee you the veterans in that locker room are not just leaning on Sam Darnold as the go-to leader, but it is going to be tougher for him to do that, at least in my opinion, and with no J.J. McCarthy there, because essentially it just kind of changes the vibe, and that expectation that they had for you and Kevin O'Connell and the organization had for you with the quarterback now changes very suddenly. So it sucks for the Vikings, and frankly, it sucks even more for Sam Darnold, in my opinion.
Well, for a couple of reasons, I think you can look at this in a positive light if you're a Vikings fan. First of all,
okay,
this type of meniscus tear, he didn't tear, like, you didn't remove his meniscus. It is repaired, so he's still going to have that. If you don't have that meniscus, that's where you get that kind of bone on bone. Now, if you have to completely remove someone's meniscus, he would probably be back by week one, maybe week two or three at the latest. That being said, in the longevity of your career, you break down much faster because you don't have that speed bump there to kind of break. They basically call the meniscus like a brake pad, right?
Yeah.
When you're trying to start and stop. So when you don't have that, you have that bone on bone. That's where you see the issues that Brandon Roy had, where Dwayne Wade had. Joel Embiid continuously has these issues. And so for the longevity of their career, it's actually worse for them. So having this type of surgery where you're just repairing the meniscus, yes, it's a longer recovery time. But when you look at the longevity of JJ's career and you hope that he comes in and is a franchise quarterback, this is a good thing.
Okay.
Now, that being said, I think if you're a Vikings fan, you can still twist this around to work in your favor. Okay? So you had no plans of being good this year anyways. Unless J.J. McCarthy came in and absolutely popped and your defense turned around, you were going to be a frisky team, but you were probably not going to be in the hunt for the playoffs. You weren't going to be on Kornacki and his khakis.
I like that, a frisky team.
Right. You weren't going to be on the in-the-hunt graphic in the middle of December. So now what you get to do is, and it's a bummer and it's a pivot, you don't get to look and see the growth that your quarterback has. You get to look and see what you can get out of Sam Darnold. Now, Sam Darnold, I believe you know what he is. But that being said, 2 or 3 years ago, I would have said the same thing about Geno Smith.
Yeah, that's fair.
And Geno Smith came in, and he's now turned into a quarterback for Seattle. Obviously, Sam Darnold would not do that in Minnesota, but he would then become, if he comes in and he has a Geno Smith-type year, he becomes a huge trade asset, right? So you can either trade him away at the deadline, or you can try and re-sign him and trade him away later. If he comes in and he is Sam Darnold that we all know and love, and he sees ghosts and he struggles, and your defense struggles to get stops, well, then great. You are already going to get a high draft pick. Now you have an opportunity to have a first-round pick that is going to be top 10, maybe even top 5. Well, that also puts your second-round pick in that top 10, maybe even top 5. So then what you can do is you basically get two first-round players that you can use to build around JJ or to build a stronger defense. So I think that there is a blessing in disguise for Minnesota fans, even though when you look at this season, it feels lost because every time Adam Schefter tweets anything about Minnesota, it's a cornerback has gotten hurt.
Yeah,
a tragedy has occurred, right? Your quarterback has gotten hurt. Jordan Addison had to leave practice.
Thankfully,
early.
He's going to be okay, it sounds like. But, right. Yeah, they're not going to lose him long term, but
so,
still. Yeah.
So you kind of have to look at this through the lens of this year is lost. So how do we maximize the growth? You almost become a Blazer fan. You just hope that your front office is able to make the moves and your coaches are able to coach up the players to turn it into a quick lost season, a rebuild, and then you're a playoff team in 3 years.
A very Blazers fan-esque, basically having to take that, you know, what very tiny, small sample performance of J.J. McCarthy, which initially I think he kind of struggled, made a couple of throws that, you know, he maybe could make in college that not necessarily translating to the NFL. But then after that, it seemed like he really warmed up and just got comfortable and surpassed my expectations. It's the preseason, and I don't want to get too high on any of these rookie quarterbacks, but I was like, okay, JJ, I see some competency there, and you look like you could be an NFL quarterback, so it's discouraging for Vikings fans to kind of have to deal with that and essentially act like Blazers fans, so hanging their hats on like a 20-game run by Scoot Henderson at the end of the year last year. But, Will, I do want to ask you if this just automatically allows the Fighting Dan Campbells and the Detroit Lions to win the NFC North. Right now, betting odds have the Lions at plus 130, Packers plus 200, and the Bears now plus 340 over the Vikings at plus 850. I kind of already thought that the Lions were going to be like a 12-win team this year. I don't see them. I feel like they've gotten better on the offensive side of the ball. I don't see them regressing. And now with one less, I mean, yeah, Chicago's going to compete a little bit, but in my opinion, it's going to be Jordan Love and Green Bay that's going to be the main competitor. But I don't think Detroit's going to have much issue winning this division at all.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This injury doesn't change anything to how I thought this division was going to go.
Yeah.
You know, if you would have asked me in July, I would have been a lot more bullish on Jordan Love and the Green Bay Packers. I feel like as the season went on, he did continue to improve. Now, that doesn't mean that they're going to beat the Lions and win the division.
Of course not.
But I would have been a lot more willing to listen to an argument of, hey, could they go 1-1 against Detroit? If there's some injury luck that, you know, goes against Detroit's way, could Green Bay come in and surprise some people? Yeah, you start looking into Jordan Love's numbers, though, and it's a little misleading because you have all these thoughts of, hey, he kept it close with San Francisco. You know, he absolutely dismantled the Cowboys, but you start going through the numbers, and yeah, he dismantled the Cowboys, but that San Francisco game, he wasn't fantastic. He wasn't lighting the world on fire. You just kind of have to trust that he continues to progress and progress and progress as he gets more time in front of other people. I would still say Detroit would be my favorite, but the more and more that I watch Caleb Williams, the more and more I think that Chicago is going to be extremely, extremely frisky this year. Now, I'm not going to say that they're a playoff team, but when we're looking at this in the final 2 weeks, if they don't have a major injury, this is a team that will be in the hunt, right? Caleb Williams looked awesome. And I understand that it's preseason week one, but there are throws that he was making that only one or two other guys can make, and he's doing it right now. Now, the problem is his ability to make those throws are also going to be his greatest weakness because he's going to trust his arms at times more than he should. We've seen it with a lot of strong-armed QBs. Matthew Stafford early in his career. Brett Favre was notorious for doing things like this, right? Yeah. And so you are going to have games where you look at Caleb Williams and you go, what are you doing? Just throw the ball away and live to fight another day. But for every time that you see one of those, you're going to see another one where you go, oh my God, he threw that ball off platform, across his body, across the field, and he still hit Rome Odunze right in the numbers, and Rome was double covered. So for every big-time mistake that he has, I think you're going to see some big-time throws. Just understand that there are going to be games where they lose, and it's going to be because Caleb makes mistakes, trusting himself too much.
Yeah, I mean, Caleb, he does tend to, this isn't when he's on the run out of the pocket already, but when the pocket collapses, he tends to kind of just run backwards. He did do that at USC, and you take a 10-15-yard loss on a sack, it's literally the last thing you want to do as a quarterback. You either just got to take the sack in the pocket or get rid of the ball. But on the other side of it, yeah, he's really good, at least from what we saw, with everybody connecting. I mean, he's got an offense that I would love to see any young quarterback just kind of fall into as a rookie with DJ Moore and Cole Kmet and Keenan Allen. I mean, those guys, then DeAndre Swift being brought at the running back position, are going to make it so much easier for Caleb. But as far as the challenges to the Lions go for the NFC North overall, I mean, I guess I hear you saying that they're going to be a frisky team, but yeah, sounds like it really is going to be those two and those two only, even if the Vikings had J.J. McCarthy going forward. So really, any change? No, not so much in the NFC North and the NFC overall, but definitely a sad, sad season that the Minnesota Vikings are going to have to sit through without their rookie quarterback in J.J. McCarthy. All right, let's shift from a rookie quarterback to a very veteran NFL quarterback, or one that maybe hasn't been in the league for a bit. Is it time for this controversial NFL player to finally be allowed back into the game? It's 720 on the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.